another, it's not just, you know, social or search that's taking all of that budget. Part of it is also made for advertising sites, which was a big article earlier this summer. Basically, the Association for National Advertisers in the U.S. found that made for advertising sites, which are, I think we'd agree, widely considered low quality digital inventory, currently account for 21% of all online ad impressions and 15% of ad spend. They also found the average campaign was found to run on 44,000 different websites in total. That's a figure they called, quote, deeply concerning. In response, Group M, WPP's investment arm, announced new protections against made for advertising. I would expect to see, you know, maybe perhaps other media agencies following suit there. I'm curious, you know, what needs to be done to make sure that that spend gets transferred over into more premium digital inventory, perhaps, you know, like on news websites or other?
In today's world, that's complex, but the simple answer is, if brands took an active interest in knowing where their advertising spend goes, very quickly you would see that spend gravitate to places that are trusted and safe and not made for advertising websites. I thought that study was interesting. I didn't know it was going to come out, so I found it interesting reading. The thing that's, and it coincides with the ISBAR PwC report that they updated earlier this year, where in the first report, 2020, the average programmatic campaign ran across over 16,000 domains that had come down to 9,000, which is considered an improvement. But that's still 9,000 websites. I mean, that's just phenomenal. And most people, including me, I don't think I would actually, from a personal point of view, visit more than, I don't know, 20, 50. I don't even know what the number is. But 9,000 is a crazy number, let alone 16,000. So for a brand to, you know, and a lot of media agencies, Group M included, I think it's great that they're sort of starting to clamp down and consider where spend and where ads are actually appearing, which will move spend away from some of these made for advertising sites. But there's still a long way to go. I think the gatekeeper is the brand. If the brand takes an active interest in knowing where their ads are appearing, we'll see that whole part of the market disappear pretty fast. I thought there was a couple of other things out of that that I found interesting in some of the quotes from that ANA study. And one was that these made for advertising sites don't perform very well, which I thought was curious because the reason why they exist is to perform well from an advertising perspective. They're made for advertising. They game the system, right? They have ads that appear on screen, so their viewability is high. They will have completed views on video. They will effectively be gaming the metrics to make sure that they get spend captured. So a sort of an extension of a brand taking an interest in where their ads actually appear is making sure that the buyers that they're entrusting to spend their media are not targeted on metrics that are effectively ad tech metrics or metrics that don't really move their business forward. They're just media metrics for the sake of it. And I feel like that is starting to change. And I think as third-party cookies go away in Chrome at some point next year, and a lot of that data doesn't exist, then there will be a natural trend towards business metrics and measures that actually have a business impact.
And first party data as opposed to third party data.
Correct.
Another thing that stuck out to me from that study was the environmental impact of essentially wasted advertising. You know, if so much is being spent that isn't effective on sites that people might not be going to as frequently as other sites, then it's essentially a huge carbon sink as well. I've spoken to Scope 3 about how reducing ads on those sites can contribute to sustainable advertising goals, but I know that this fall Ozone is also launching its own new initiative regarding sustainability. It's called EcoZone. I'm curious, in your own words, how would you describe the initiative, and was it advertisers or publishers or both that sort of drove you to start looking into this space a little bit more than you had been perhaps previously?
I'd say both. I think both brands and publishers have an active interest in not only reducing carbon output, because everyone needs to be measuring and reducing, but also the correlation between carbon output and, you know, doing good business is fairly tight. Mm. So with Ozone, we have a, you know, and within publishing, you know, there's a fairly general held view where buying direct is generally better. So buy direct from the publisher, you have a one-to-one connection between the brand and the publisher. That's a good thing. After that, buy through Ozone, because Ozone, as a representing a collection of publishers, is a next step to doing that. As soon as you move further away into more open programmatic activity, where there's lots of ad requests and bids and, you know, a lot of data moving backwards and forwards, where win rates are low and yields are low, you're just doing a lot of work. There's a lot of computing power for not a lot of return value. And I think that is unproductive commercially as much as it is from a carbon point of view. So I'd see over time, hopefully, we'll move in a direction that's much more beneficial to both the brand and the publisher, and in turn also beneficial from a sustainability point of view.